Introduction. You can shoot without thought, without effort, and without limitations. You first have to understand those limitations, and that's what this book is about. This is a book about shooting. A lot has been written about firing, but not much about shooting, and there's a big difference between the two. Firing ability is not what separates levels of shooters. My success as a shooter came from learning to see my own limitations, discovering why they existed, and then finding ways to break free of them. And I will do that continually for as long as I shoot. The whole purpose of this book is to help you expose your own limitations. The point of view that you need to cultivate is not one of learning new things or of even learning to shoot. It's in shedding away your own obstructions to the knowledge that you already have, the things that let you shoot to your maximum potential, and the things that make that potential unlimited are already a part of your life. You really don't need to know anything else. You only need to understand how things that you do and experience every day apply to your shooting. You've already learned how to do many things that are just as complex as firing a pistol at high speed, driving a car, for instance. And you'll see how the approach you follow to do those things can be the same one you take for shooting. I don't want to come off from my descriptions in this book as being steeped in transcendental reincarnation or anything like that. Any pattern or idea that you follow is just another man's or another group's philosophy. We'll attempt to get beyond ideas and systems so that you can function creatively as was your original nature. Adhering to someone else's system or a pattern through which you're supposed to direct your mind is, to me, just something else to think about. I don't want to be in a trance. I want total animation. The more organized my overall picture of shooting becomes, the more I realize that things all change constantly. I may not be shooting the same way next year as I did this year, and certainly I don't shoot the same way I did, say, 5 years ago. But even so, I know that I'll be applying the same concepts and searching for the same results as I'll outline in this book. The directions those searches take me might change, but that's what I want. No limitations. There are plenty of ideas in this book on techniques, gun handling, strategy, equipment, and a lot more specific information about what I've learned about practical pistol shooting. But I hope that you'll see that my advice is only intended to be your starting point and your guide, not your Bible. You'll learn how to figure out your own details. If you're a beginning or intermediate shooter, you might want to take a shortcut through my experience, because you can bet that I've probably tried whatever you might be thinking about trying. But regardless of your level, I believe that you'll benefit from understanding some of the concepts and misconceptions behind the modern practical pistol technique. Some ideas will support your shooting and some won't. But you'll see that mechanics are developed and refined through achieving the right attitude about shooting. If you know where you want to go, you'll find a way to get there. But it can't work the other way around. You'll learn how to use awareness and observation in your shooting to show you the technical improvements that might be limiting your ability to fire the pistol. You'll learn how just relaxing and observing what the gun is doing will direct your body to support the wishes of your mind. And you have to let yourself realize that it just happens. You don't stop on a discovery and concentrate on that. You're not using the body's process of opening up and making these discoveries as a route to learning more mechanics or going deeper into mechanics. That's an easy trap. Don't make your artificially created knowledge become a truth that you have to live by. It's so easy to trap yourself in your own little creations. The beginner will see how important it is to integrate the mind and body when he's building his shooting skills. Hopefully, after listening to this book, the beginning shooter will not suffer through as many setbacks and rebuilds as most masters have. By following the ideas in this book, especially in the development section, he won't have to learn from his mistakes as much as he can learn from his experiments, and that means that he'll learn faster and that he'll continue to learn. The intermediate shooter will also be able to better understand the relationships of mind, body, and performance. The tools of shooting section will add greatly to his understanding of the modern technique. There may be some information there that will improve his skills, which in turn may help give him the confidence to move on to applying those skills. The specific challenges section will give him some insights into more efficient ways to deal with the advanced aspects of practical shooting. But mostly, the intermediate shooter needs to be aware of some of the traps he might be in right now. Once he can identify those traps and learn ways to go beyond his own limitations,